Welcome to the home for Texas political and news analysis without an out-of-state corporate management muzzle. It's Pratt on Texas with Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a liberal corporate management muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day is Republican. Well, let's put it this way. The first Mexican-born congresswoman is a Republican in Texas. Republican wins six-month term in Congress and a special election in Texas 34 down in Brownsville in the southern Rio Grande Valley. We'll talk about that and the way it looks come November, where this new Republican will be taking on an incumbent Democrat moving over from a neighboring district due to redistricting. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, truckers and fleet owners. Allied Compliance Services is your best friend in compliance with DOT testing regulations. Reach the best in compliance at alliedcompliance.com. We've got border news, also the Uvalde school massacre and the petulance of some politicians. Texas gets another big corporate relocation from corrupt Chicagoland, Illinois, and much more. We are loaded up today. Get ready to listen fast. Listen anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. Oh, and a follow-up to yesterday's show where we interviewed Bob Zimmerman about the Biden administration really trying to do all it can to frustrate SpaceX out of business in Boca Chica, which, of course, is simply going to move it all to Florida. And, of course, Musk today was talking about who would he pick for president as a Republican right now. And he's like me. He said DeSantis, not Greg Abbott. And they're already building facilities for the Starship launch stuff in Florida. If this is pushed out of the state, it's a massive hit. I mean, just a massive hit. And Bob Zimmerman, in our interview yesterday, if you didn't hear it, go back and listen to the podcast. Bob said he was writing an essay on this, and, you know, that's, he's famous as a science writer and space historian. He has written that full essay. You can go get that at behindtheblack.com. I also posted it up earlier today on our Facebook page for you to look at. It is important stuff. All right, my friends. Odessa's been without water. They had to shut their water treatment plant down yesterday. I didn't have time to talk about this, but they've restarted the treatment plant, but it'll take 12 to 14 hours to go. They're distributing water to people. It's just a bad thing, and it's what happens. And the reason I'm going to say this, it's what happens, is they have a really good new mayor there, Mayor Javier Hoven, and he's a conservative Republican. And he's talking about, let's see, News West 9 reported, he said the pipe may have broken from being old cast iron. He thinks we need to focus on infrastructure so it doesn't happen again. Quote, keeping up our infrastructure is very critical and it should always be priority one. He said it should always have been priority one. We need to get back to the basics. I've already spoken to the city manager and will make repairs and identify what other things need to be done. So you're talking about a major city without any water. And, you know, people can survive that. It's incredibly bad for business and everything else. And the economic cost is high. And it's going to be, may be up to 48 hours by the time this is all over before you can drink any of it. But my point is, Javier Hoven gets it right. And this has been our complaint forever. You get these city, these civic cheerleader crowd people that, I've been there. I've listened to them. Oh, those people, they're just against everything. They're just against, no. There are a handful of people who are against everything, literally would prefer the courthouse use candles, even if it costs twice as much as running electric lights, just out of a punitive sense. That is in all the time that I've been around folks that are, you know, government watchers, that's maybe three or four people in 40 years. The point is, taking care of the stuff you don't see, maintaining local government buildings and things, which the cities seem to never do, all these things underground, these are the basic roles of government. We're not against everything. We want government to take care of the basic functions first and foremost. But see, those aren't sexy. You don't get a plaque. You don't have a lot of people, you know, in your social group getting all excited because you built them a new free ballet thing at taxpayer expense or whatever for their children. Javier Hoven is exactly right in Odessa. This is what cities are supposed to do. They know this big feed pipe 60-something years old. They know there are problems there, and it's their main one. They had to shut down their water treatment plant in Odessa. This goes on in every one of your towns, and this is the point. And it's not, Forget it, I can gripe all I want. It's not going to change because human nature's the same. These people get elected, they want to do things that are new and pretty, just like they do in their own lives when they live beyond their means, charging everything up on credit cards and everything else. Oh, got to have a new car just because it's our other one doesn't look as pretty. And by the way, spend your own money the way you want, but I'm talking about so many people do it in debt, and you'll find that a lot of these people I happen to know, because I usually have the inside track and know these people, a lot of these people get elected to stuff, can't even manage their own finances. I'm just telling you, when it's that they've always gotten it wrong. They don't care about this stuff, the garbage collection, all those things, you know, they don't care. And look how many times taxpayers in town after town, county after county, mostly cities, have to build new facilities because the other one is completely run down when it's actually could be a building that could last indefinitely if it'd been maintained. This is the way they do things. Because they don't focus on the basics because it's not sexy and you don't get kudos from, you know, your wife's social group or your social group or her husband, the city councilwoman's husband's social. You just don't get patted on the back. But this is what happens when you don't care, take care of these things. You knock out all those good quality of life things and all that economic development you've done. I mean, think about it. You're probably knocking out a decade of goodwill when you do something like have to shut your entire city's water supply down. And not due to a natural disaster where other people had to do it too, but just because nobody was taking care of it. And this, listen up, you civic cheerleaders, and I know a lot of you listen, you like to get mad. This is the thing you've never understood. Having a good infrastructure that is the basic service of government and good policing and things is far more important than having an animal arena. Or having splash pads in a park. Those things may all be niceties. Some of those things need to be paid for by the private sector. But the basic stuff should always be done and done well. And the entire long list of stuff that needs doing over the next decade needs to be done well before a council even considers these ephemeral projects out there that come and go all the time and are just people pleasers. All right, my friends, some big Supreme Court rulings, one a state Supreme Court ruling, one federal. The U.S. Supreme Court made a 5-4 ruling that is atrocious, believe it or not, led by Gorsuch, I think, and over the Indian tribes in Texas running their little bingo operations. I've been involved in this subject since Isleta started pushing the envelope out in El Paso way before I was ever on the radio. They said that 5-4 ruling said that Texas doesn't have a say over games offered on reservations if it allows the same games elsewhere. Now, this doesn't open these two suing Indian tribes to go full casino like they've been wanting, but it's going to let them continue with their bingo because Texas allows bingo in other places. And Neil Gorsuch says Texas contends Congress expressly ordained that all of its gaming laws should be treated as surrogate federal law. In the end, however, we find no evidence Congress endowed the state law with anything like the power Texas claims. So the justice sends it back, the court, Supreme Court sends it back to the Fifth Circuit, which had previously properly sided with Texas, saying the lower court misunderstood federal law and needs to reconsider the case. So that they can, the tribes say, well, we can do it because the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, which regulates gaming on tribal lands, lets us do bingo. Here's the problem, and Chief Justice John Roberts, of all people, gets it right, along with Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Brett Kavanaugh. They get it right. They dissented. For example, they say, in the order to obtain federal regulation, Isleta del Cerro Pueblo tribe out there in El Paso, in Isleta, agreed contractually that they would abide by Texas state gambling laws on its reservation in return for recognition. Roberts wrote, a straightforward reading of the statute's text makes clear that all gaming activities prohibited in Texas are also barred on the tribe's lands. The court's contrary interpretation is at odds with the statute's plain meaning, wrote John Roberts. He's right. This is an atrocious order from the Supreme Court.
It's the talk of Texas. Pratt on Texas.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
I tell you, my heart really goes out to those like me who are self-employed.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
Self-employed individuals have really been the very cornerstone of my agency.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually. I'm a policyholder myself. I sleep better at night knowing that I have this coverage in place in a way that won't break the bank and allows me to keep my family covered if something tragic does happen.
Life, health, dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
He's built companies in Texas since the Reagan reelect, paid personal and business taxes, dealt with regulation at every turn, and all the while been hip deep in Texas politics. A host who has done much more than sit and talk. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Another Supreme Court ruling. This is state Supreme Court ruling reported on by Aaron Anderson at the Texas Scorecard. I didn't see it anywhere else. Texas Supreme Court rules on, quote, soliciting and, quote, mail ballot applications. This is important for election integrity. The court ruled on what it means to solicit mail ballot applications because Democrats sued to block our new laws that punish people who push people to vote by mail, you know, public officials. The ruling responds to a question that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in the federal system sent to the state Supreme Court. The appeals court is reviewing the preliminary injunction in Longoria versus Paxton, a federal lawsuit pitting Harris County's disgraced Democrat elections administrator Isabel Longoria against the Texas Republican Attorney General Paxton. Her lawsuit involves a pre-enforcement challenge to two of these acts of the election integrity bill. And it's this part that says it's now a felony if a public or election official acting in official capacity knowingly, quote, solicits the submission of an application to vote by mail from a person who did not request an application, end quote. Another new section of the law creates a civil penalty for officials who violate the anti-solicitation law. Well, the Supreme Court has now ruled that soliciting voters to submit mail-in ballot applications includes seeking applications from voters who are ineligible to vote by mail or who don't request an application, which is what the statute says. They wanted the court, the Dems, to interpret the law to say only soliciting mail-in votes from ineligible voters. We must reject this interpretation, however, because it is inconsistent with the statute's plain text. The justices said, plaintiffs seek to use the alleged uncertainty over what speech constitutes solicitation to add words to the portion of the statute that unambiguously describes the object of the solicitation. They effectively ask us, the court, to rewrite the text to prohibit solicitation of submission of an application to vote by mail from a person who did not request an application and who is ineligible to vote by mail. This reading is contrary to the statute's plain text, and we therefore must reject it. The opinion was delivered by Justice Rebecca Huddle. It also concluded the meaning of solicits is not limited to, quote, demands, end quote, that a person submit an application, though the court declined to offer a comprehensive definition. The court also ruled that telling voters they have the opportunity to apply for mail-in ballots is not solicitation under the new law, which includes an exception for officials to provide, quote, general information about voting by mail, the vote-by-mail process, or the timeliness associated with voting. Longoria claimed that the anti-solicitation and civil liability provisions chilled her from encouraging voters to lawfully vote by mail. Democrats all claimed it hurt them on their free speech and all this other. No, the Supreme Court is correct, because what the Democrats wanted to do was use public money through the cover of government to target, and we know what they did because they've already done it in Harris County, target their favorite voters, Democrat voters, heavily based on minority areas or low-income areas. They wanted to be able to target those areas to encourage voting by mail, to increase Democrat turnout. And they claim that the new law, which is a good law, is not fair because they should be able to solicit. No, the way the law works in Texas, they can say, look, people can vote by mail, but you have to make an application. You can't go out and encourage people to vote, even as a voter registrar or anything else, by mail. All you can do is tell them that they have the right to. In other words, we leave the responsibility with the individual voter, which is the way it should be. And so they've lost big on this. And then that definition and ruling goes into the overall case being looked at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal in the big federal case. San Antonio Airport passengers may be able to drink openly soon. The Express News says City Council is going to vote tomorrow on a thing that allows people to not eat just in the restaurant that sell alcohol. You'd have to buy food along with the alcohol, but you'd be able to take it to the gate and sit there and then, of course, finish it before you get on the plane. They say that's that bunch of laws that Abbott got behind that legalized to-go alcohol sales that are making this possible. Angelo State University in San Angelo receiving $2.3 million gift from the arts enthusiast Elta Joyce McAfee to help fund the restoration and renovation of their university auditorium. It'll be named after her. Sweetwater ISD is named lone finalist for their next superintendent, Dr. Deidre Parrish. She's currently superintendent of Derizette ISD. She worked at Decatur ISD in Frisco and was even an adjunct professor at UNT. She's originally from Lubbock and will formally start as superintendent at Sweetwater on June 23rd. Texas Rangers investigating Dallas County Judge Amber Givens and her staffer. The Dallas Morning News doesn't tell you anywhere here, unless it's at the very end of the story, that she's a Democrat. DPS investigating Dallas judge and her court administrator. This is a story we've already covered before. She was accused last year of this is why this online stuff needs to be stopped, except in limited cases. She didn't want to go. She's been accused by others of letting her administrator pretend to be her during a court proceeding. And in November, Dallas County Defense Lawyers Association filed a grievance with the State Commission on Judicial Conduct, alleging Judge Givens ordered Warfield, her administrator, to act as her during a virtual proceeding for a man who had his bail reduced in a burglary case. Judge's account profile was visible to lawyers and probation officers who were on the call, but her video was turned off. She's insisted that hers was the voice on the end of the call, but she said she had technical difficulties joining the meeting and gave her login credentials to her administrator and called her by telephone and all this, and it just gets nastier. This is a good example why this working remotely for things like that needs to be extremely limited in certain things. A big thing, I've got so many regular stories I want to get to. Yeah, I'll go ahead. I need to get through some of these headlines. Donna residents protest police chief's ouster. And this is a big story, a good story by Dina Arevalo and the Monitor, the McAllen Monitor. On Monday, the mayor of Frank Perez of Donna, released a statement saying he fired their police chief, Chief Gilbert Guerrero, for failing to appropriately respond when one of his police officers notified him of a potential shooting threat to Donna High School on the same day of the massacre at Uvalde. The city manager claimed the chief ignored the information one of his investigators shared with him and ordered his officers not to pursue the anonymous caller's tips during a morning meeting of the department's ranked officers, according to a memo the city manager Petters wrote. But that meeting happened the morning after the Uvalde massacre, not the day of, as the city manager alleged in his memo. Further, the probable cause affidavits for the arrest of Barbarito Pantoja and Nathaniel Seth Montalongo, both 17, showed the investigator, Sergeant Hooks, received the tip on Tuesday, May 24th, the day after the Uvalde massacre. However, written accounts from several people attended the police department. Anyway, the city manager's got it all wrong. It looks like he used this to try to get rid of a police chief he didn't like. And it gets worse because he made all kinds of other allegations regarding the school police. In fact, they report in the Monitor, indeed, the statement showed that it was the school district police, not Chief Guerrero, who were slow to respond to the situation. Doesn't that sound familiar? It's a long story, but it sure looks like a city manager just tried to make up facts, and now the press did their actual job and went and looked at the facts, and none of it lines up. Lieutenant Governor Patrick's called on the Texas Rangers to investigate how that capital murder convict escaped in that bus and then ended up killing a family of five. And it does need a Ranger. It needs a full outside of TDCJ investigation. There's no question on that. More COVID news, more post-vaccination heart inflammation among young males after COVID booster. That's from the CDC itself, reported by the Epoch Times and many others. You'll find that in the collection of important WHO flu COVID stories at proudontexas.com. And, oh, the state bar, you know, if you needed any more proof that the lawyer's state bar has just become a nothing but a leftist group, they voted to create a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee. Well, you ought to read who the 15 members of the committee are. It's completely non-diverse. No representative from any group that might object to this leftist direction at the State Bar of Texas. The bar needs its under-the-cover-of-law relationship with lawyers ended, in my opinion.
Brad on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
Attention, big country property owners. Wildfires are no laughing matter. Have you done all you can to protect your property? Winters Dozer Service is ready to go to work building proper fire breaks to protect your big country property. Some counties may have state assistance available, so get with Winters Dozer Service today. Don't wait until it's too late and see your property up in smoke. Get in touch now by visiting wintersdozer.com. That's wintersdozer.com.
Farming has never been for the faint of heart, but you already know that. The faith and fortitude that brought you to the table will ensure you're here tomorrow. At Vista Bank, we can say that because we've served producers just like you for 109 years. Through the Dust Bowl, the Great Depression, two world wars, and the global pandemic. One of the region's few FSA preferred lenders, maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, where people always come first.
If it moves in your warehouse or business with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving. Texas Battery is your source for the right battery for material handling equipment, from forklifts and scissor lifts to newer autonomous warehouse machines. If it moves with battery power, Texas Battery will keep it moving with the correct batteries. Rely on Texas Battery to keep your supply chain moving. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. TexasBattery.com. That's TexasBattery.com. General Manager Jimmy Rogers invites you to experience the best in dining at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, where in addition to the best steaks and seafood, they have the largest French wine selection in Lubbock. Las Brisas is a rare Best of Award of Excellence winner from Wine Spectator. Spirits aficionados will find a large, special collection of cognac, bourbon, scotch, and other whiskeys, many of which are in the very rare category. Plan a great evening at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse soon.
He reads the entire state press each day, so you don't have to. It's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Huge economic news today. Caterpillar Corporation is going to move its global headquarters from Chicagoland, Deerfield, Illinois, and Chicagoland to Irving, my friends. That's right. And they say they did not seek or receive any incentives for the relocation. Latest big manufacturer to exit Illinois, Bianca Flowers at Reuters, pointing out that aerospace giant Boeing announced it's going to move from Chicago to Arlington, Virginia. And meanwhile, Texas has been steadily attracting, Reuters reports, companies that have decided to relocate their headquarters, particularly from California. And, of course, we're known for lower taxes, lower regulation. Caterpillar said most of its 230 employees at corporate headquarters will move over time. Now, they'll maintain their presence in Illinois. They employ 17,000 people there. The machinery maker's electric power division already operates out of its office in Irving, Texas. Of course, Tesla moved here out of California last year, and its chief exec, Elon Musk, moved here too. We've got no state income tax. And they talked to Matt Arnold at Edward Jones. He said Illinois has been losing employers based on taxation and regulations that aren't necessarily the most friendly to businesses. Illinois, run by Chicagoland politically, the rest of the state's very good, is corrupt. It is corrupt to the core due to Chicagoland. And this is what happens. You price all these companies out of being there. Then you don't have that world-class city. Dallas tax consulting firm Ryan sues USA Today owner Gannett for defamation and refusing to pay fees. That's right. Ryan's big consulting firm based in Dallas Sued him in Montgomery County, Texas. Lawsuit alleges Gannett refused to pay Ryan hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax savings as a fee for helping it save over $2 million in taxes, and then said USA Today, you know, one of Gannett's papers, defamed them in numerous articles, podcasts, tweets, and other false communications. Also said that in a bunch of stories that they wrote about Ryan, they didn't disclose their relationship to readers with the firm as their consultant. Very interesting. Ryan Brent that runs this deal, is a pretty big Republican donor. Now, the big political story or Lone Star story of the day, Myra Flores secures Republican win for special congressional race. Now, I told you the Democrat opponent in November for the newly drawn district lines did not even run in this special election because he's currently congressman in a neighboring district. He'll be switching over. But Myra Flores has won. The Brownsville Herald said, based on unofficial results, Flores got 50.98% of the vote. Remember, this is a big open election with multiple people. Allowed her to avoid a runoff with Democrat candidate Dan Sanchez. Flores is a respiratory care practitioner and pro-Trump candidate from McAllen, was endorsed by Governor Abbott. Campaign motto was God, Family, and Country. Across the district, 28,843 votes were cast. Gives you an example of how few people come out in a special election. There are 395,000 registered voters. Turnout was only 7.3%, about what you'd expect. In Cameron County, where Brownsville is, Flores got 47.5% of the vote compared to 46.5% for Sanchez. Flores outspent Sanchez by a lot. Of course, Sanchez isn't the nominee for, he'd just be congressman for 6 months. You had two other so-called Republicans in there. They didn't pull hardly any votes. The Hearst newspapers, of course, have to look at everything in a box-ticking manner. And their headline, Republican Myra Flores flipped South Texas district to become first Mexican-born congresswoman. Well, it's first woman in the Supreme Court, first woman in Congress. All these were Republicans. I mean, it's just a myth the way they've created, made things look to people that Democrats are this party that's the favor of women. It's just not true. This historic win will bring back God to the halls of Congress, tweeted Flores. This win is for the people who were ignored for so long. This is a message that the establishment will no longer be tolerated. We have officially started the red wave. So, she had a big election party in San Benito. First GOP candidate elected to represent the area of the Rio Grande Valley since 1870, which would have been the Reconstruction Republicans. Tuesday's win will give Flores a few months in Congress. She'll get 6 months as a congressman, the rest of Filomon Vela's term. Now, they'll have a much harder race in November. She'll be running against U.S. Representative Vicente Gonzalez, the McAllen Democrat, who currently represents the neighboring 15th District. He's well-funded, a longtime incumbent, and most people think that Texas 34 in the fall will lean to his direction. And I think it will, too, unless Myra Flores and others can really catch the folks on fire there, because they're really up against a well-oiled and practiced Democrat machine, you know, that for decades has been illegally paying politiqueras and everybody else to harvest votes. We'll have to watch it. It's going to be interesting. Myra Flores could win, but it's going to be very hard. Elon Musk said he voted for Republican Myra Flores. That's right. He said in a tweet he voted for Myra Flores in Texas 34. She won the election, flipping the seat. By the way, that just demonstrates that indeed his residence is down there at Starbase in that little house, official residence, not in one of the secret mansions outside of Austin that the Austin people have been trying to claim with no evidence. Musk announced his vote for Flores for the first time he ever voted Republican. He said he predicted a massive red wave in 2022, and when asked who he would support as GOP presidential candidate, he responded to DeSantis out of Florida. And Abbott's not done the job here. And this is one of the things that we've noted, that Texas doesn't seem to be fighting as hard to keep Starbase there. We don't hear anything out of the state officials over this massive fight with the government over this history of humanity. I mean, the making of history of humanity is happening right now in South Texas with Starship, private sector. And we hear it from here on this show and Bob Zimmerman and other space watchers, but we don't hear much out of the, we haven't heard the Texas officials saying much at all about it. And they're already building duplicate buildings in Florida for once this thing works and they do their R&D because, yeah, they're going to launch it multiple places. But the fact is, Starbase will end up just being a limited R&D center because our people are letting this go. And I think the fact that Musk is more impressed with DeSantis shows you he's paying attention and that Abbott's not doing all the great things for these big companies that have relocated here in the personal relationships as he wants people to believe. All right, now. Let's get to a little bit of border news since we were talking about the Rio Grande Valley. Texas Attorney General Paxton sent a letter to U.S. Customs and Border Protection yesterday urging it to press forward with its original plan to build a border wall in Webb and Zapata counties, the Laredo sector. They're conducting an environmental assessment right now. Congress directed them to build this back in 2020. It's been stalled by the Biden administration. And Paxton's going to bat fighting now, saying we've got to get this done. Congress funded it and directed it to be built. Let's get it done. So good. And 18 illegal aliens were rescued from drowning in the Rio Grande. Two locations just this week. On the afternoon of June 13th, the McAllen Station Border Patrol called a group there, and they rescued quite a few and took many into custody. And earlier they had done that down in the Anzaldúas Dam as well. This continues to be a problem. Van Horn agents apprehended a group of more than 30 illegal aliens with the assistance of air and marine operations. They were hiding in camouflage in the high grass down there. Mexican human smugglers sent to prison for shooting at Border Patrol agents in Texas. Federal judge in Del Rio sentenced 35-year-old Sergio Trevino to 94 months in prison for assaulting a federal officer and 120 months in prison for using a firearm during a violent crime. He's a Mexican national shot at Border Patrol agents. Seven individuals were found during a human smuggling traffic stop in Clyde. KRBC tells us that Clyde police with Border Patrol made a stop they thought was involved in human smuggling. The driver who's from Honduras was detained, as well as seven people who are being smuggled from Mexico and Guatemala. Second time in the last week they've partnered with Border Patrol and Clyde to catch these folks. And 700 migrants crossed near Del Rio in just 16 hours this week, Breitbart Border reports. It's out of control, my friends. Back in a moment.
Stay in the saddle. Pratt on Texas will be right back.
Do you think going to the dentist for a lot of work can be fun? How about if it cost you much less and as part of the deal, you got a wonderful vacation in one of the world's most desired locations? Costa Rica is world-renowned for dentistry and its dental laboratories, and our dentist, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga of DentoCare, provides the kind of expert, personalized service you would think only the super wealthy would get. I'm not kidding about that. Costa Rica is also one of the most desirable countries to visit in summer or winter, and you'll even be near Texas Tech's new campus when with Dr. Zuniga. Many Pratt on Texas listeners have made the trip a few more than once and have said it was one of the best decisions they've made. Learn more about our dentist and friend, Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and DentoCare, by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Go to prattontexas.com and click on the DentoCare banner. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
For decades throughout West Texas, Tommy Klein Construction has been a leader in commercial construction. That experience is your assurance that Tommy Klein Construction can do your job right the first time and understands all the government codes with which you must comply. Tommy Klein Construction satisfies state HUB and federal woman-owned business requirements too. Tommy Klein Construction, general commercial building contractors. Reach them at 806-438-3384, 806-438-3384.
Working to save Texas from the uninformed and the left. It's your voice of Texas, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. I want to talk about the aftermath and the political response to the massacre at the Uvalde Elementary School. I spoke very strongly that the federal stuff that Cornyn was behind really emulates. Go back and listen to that show earlier this week. I think it was Monday's show. It really looks like LBJ's Great Society program. It appears that we're just going to throw, for in perpetuity, huge amounts of money in unaccountable federal bureaucracies that in fields of endeavor in which there's really no measurable science to say we do any better or anything like that. And of course, the Democrats are all for it. They say, oh, we need gun control too. But man, they're excited. We'll get halfway with all this so-called community mental health. We're just creating a huge pit of money. I've already talked about this issue with mental health. People that are doing crimes aren't the people going to go get mental health treatment and all this other stuff. It's over the top. Sadly, now that the lieutenant governor who wants these bullet-resistant shields for school police and stuff so they can rush into a situation easier, the speaker was against that originally. Now he's come on board, and the speaker's put out his list of things to spend money on. And I'm rather disgusted that Texas conservative legislators and leaders are leaning the same way as the feds. In other words, instead of having the guts to stand up and say, look, you're not going to stop crime, you're not going to stop evil, we simply have to harden the targets, and we have to have more people in a position to be able to make an effective stop if something happens, they're doing the same thing. Tons of money for all kinds of little programs and this and that. And here's the problem. As I've covered and a few people have begun to mention, I was the first, I think, in the state to really talk about it, based on a story written by people who didn't even get what they were saying in the story, that the legislature's already given Texas schools more than almost anywhere in America. We've taken better action than anywhere to allow them to be armed, to be able to respond, to actually be able to fix something that happens in the real world. And they don't want to participate. And that's the problem with the funding all these programs and giving more money in them. They're not going to participate. Maybe a few will. But folks, you know, half the school kids are captive to just a handful of huge school districts in Texas. If we need to not talk about the number of districts, we need to talk about the number of campuses and the number of students that are protected through programs like the Guardian program or school marshal program or anything like that. And I don't like this. Chuck Lindell's headline in the Austin American-Statesman yesterday, top Texas House Republican floats mental health-focused response to Uvalde. How is this going to help? We're not talking about people, generally speaking, who are going to go and ask for mental health. They don't know they're ill. I don't want to get into that. I'll spend all my time. All I'm saying is it's very disappointing, and I think it's extraordinarily irresponsible and wasteful of money, and it's all because politicians want to say they did something and buy some favorable media and buy some votes. The fact of the matter is, you're not going to stop murder. And if you believe you're going to do this stuff, don't call yourself a Christian, because you're rejecting the very basis of theology and of everything, Old Testament, New Testament, both. You're not going to do this. Evil is here. Do we work to stop evil? Yes, but mainly we have policing to punish people who do evil. We can't interdict future crimes, and you certainly cannot have a free society that interdicts future crimes. Now, this back and forth is just nasty. Yesterday, there was a big story, and I mentioned it, and I said, I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk about it later in the week. You got this state senator, Roland Gutierrez of San Antonio. He's a big lefty, screaming and yelling and acting petulant, and, oh, DPS, how dare they criticize my local police department? They had 13 troopers in the hallway masked there. They didn't charge the classroom. And it went on and on and on. He made all kinds of ridiculous claims. That was the big story in the Express News yesterday. Let me tell you, I read this, and I marked it up yesterday. And I made it in my comment that I had, was the headline was DPS troopers waited in hallway during Uvalde rampage. Big story 2 days ago in the Express News. And I made a note. I said, this is all a local don't blame us backlash and shows why we need the serious investigation of events being led by Representative Dustin Burroughs. Too many storylines confusing the central issues. And good Senator Gutierrez ought to be, well, he won't be because he doesn't know better. It's this tribal stuff. Man, these people are in my district and you're claiming they didn't do good. Look, You can't deal. This is the problem with you stupid Democrats or any of the rest of you. You cannot deal with the problem by sweeping it under the rug or saying, well, it was my people, my family, so we're not going to look at it. You're never going to accomplish anything like that. People who accomplish things look at failures, they reevaluate, and they're honest about them. You're not helping anybody. And I knew that's all this was. And now we get the big story out. DPS did not wait idly during Uvalde shooting. And the DPS has gone back to say that most of what this guy says is wrong. Constantine said the characterized DPS officers as masked in the hallway while waiting for more than an hour to enter the classroom is wrong, said Constantine. He's a spokesman over at DPS. And this Roland Gutierrez, this is just the typical stuff I see. And some people are just more wed to this Klanism than anything else, and I can't stand it. You're not going to fix a problem that way. Oh, here's another headline in the Austin Bureau of Hearst. Texas legislative leaders want to spend millions on mental health school safety by end of summer. It's just become a big spindle to make people think you're doing something. Phelan backs 50 million bulletproof shields expense, among other proposals. And it's a lot of wasted money. The districts have already turned a lot of this stuff down. Now, when it comes to gun control, the Texas Tribune, Dallas Morning News, they're all excited because the Justice Department found a guy, DeMontre Antoine Hackworth, 31, who somehow had a concealed carry license in Texas and used it to avoid the background checks and bought tons of guns and then sold them to a lot of other people out of a now-out-of-business Waxahachie dealer. And, you know, that what they're trying to say here is that, see all these protections, this stuff. But the fact is, the criminals, that's extraordinarily rare. Number two, the guy's breaking all kinds of laws. He was basically making himself a dealer, breaking the law, bought 75 guns from one Waxahachie dealer over the span of 6 months, and that dealership's lost its license. Sold the guns without a federal firearm license to do so and without conducting background checks himself. How'd he get the background check? Well, he didn't have a record, apparently, when he got it. And so now he will, and he won't be able to buy them. And they keep going to see the headlines, authorities arrest Dallas area gun trafficker who used license to carry to skirt background checks. When I was talking about all this spending, you know, are really these gangbangers, they're going to go call, it's been a particularly tough day selling meth, and they didn't make as much, they're going to go ask for mental health treatment at the local federally funded, state funded mental health clinic. All this stuff is such bull. Kevin Williamson at National Review puts it in there again today. I'll keep repeating this until it sinks in. About 2% of the criminals who use guns in their crimes get those guns at a retail gun store. Only 2%, folks. About 80% of murders are committed by people with prior arrest records, in most cases including criminal conviction. What have I been telling you? What was I talking about when I was talking about this Monday? Recidivism. It's the same people committing about 80% of crimes. Kevin writes, the problem isn't the regulations that apply to sporting goods stores, Democrat, you dummies, and the rest of you that fall for it. The only reason to focus on the 2% correlation rather than the 80% correlation is political cowardice and intellectual dishonesty. The population of violent crime offenders is about 1 million a year. The population of gun store customers is about 40 million a year. Do we want to go looking for a needle in a haystack or a needle in 40 haystacks? In other words, all this stuff that, oh, the mental health of this, that doesn't deal with the criminal people and keeping them locked up, making it harder for them to be on the streets, it's all worthless. That's where all the crime comes from statistically. Just irritating. Anyway, that's it for today. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God continue to bless us all and make us a people worthy of his blessings. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.